Penguin Random House Audio presents The Art of Language Invention. From Horse Lords to Dark Elves, the words behind world building. This is the author, David J. Peterson. Introduction. The first time I heard a language of mine spoken on screen was at a cast and crew premiere event for the first season of HBO's Game of Thrones. It was a lavish, but, comparatively speaking, poorly attended event. George R.R. Martin was there, but many of the seats reserved for cast members in the Ray Kurtzman Theater remained vacant throughout the screening of the first two episodes of the series. Needless to say, they didn't know how big this thing would get. Who did? But I appreciated the extra legroom, and the front row seat. My initial reaction to hearing Dothraki, the language of the long-braided horse-riding warriors, though, was one of dismay. The first line one hears in the series is in the pilot, when Illyrio Mopatis, welcoming Khal Drogo and his band into his courtyard to arrange a marriage, says, "Achomar chomakan," welcome, when said to one person. I misremembered how I'd translated it, though, and thought he should have said, "Achomar chomakea," welcome, when said to more than one person. So even though Roger Allam's performance was fine, and it was I who was mistaken, I was a little miffed. After the screening had finished, we all got in line to congratulate David Benioff and Dan Weiss on a successful premiere, and when they asked me how the Dothraki speakers did, my face must have betrayed me, for David said to me, "You know, we," that is he and Dan, "were talking, and we realized, if any of the actors made a mistake, who would know it, except for you?" This is actually a question I've gotten a lot since. That is, if there's an actor performing in a created language that no one speaks,